VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio. This show is a bit of sunshine in the host's otherwise dull, dreary, and lackluster life. So, treat him gently. This is all he's got. Here's Griff.
And we're delighted to be live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is February 23rd, 2016. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 627. On today's show, we'll solve some photography issues in a flash, and we'll discuss entrepreneurship as a powerful self-development path. We'll explore the new seller standards with enthusiasm and meet a comic store whisperer. We'll build relationships with buyers, plus we'll talk to you. But first, here's the eBay Radio news, brought to you by BULQ, Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods.
Seller performance, multi-channel, and gender all feature in today's eBay Radio News for February 23rd, 2016. I'm Lee. The new simplified seller standards announced in the fall seller update started 3 days ago, February 20th. Now just two key metrics will be used to measure seller performance. As long as you have the items you list in stock, ship within your standard stated handling time, and satisfy buyers by resolving issues if they arise, you'll be set up for success. Be sure to check your seller dashboard regularly for the latest insight into your performance. By the way, your overall returns rate will now be included in your seller dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
eBay has partnered with multi-channel selling solutions provider InkFrog. And Jordan Sweetnam, Vice President of Seller Experience at eBay, says for entrepreneurs and small businesses accustomed to running their operations across different platforms with various tools, the InkFrog integration with eBay offers streamlined efficiency. Oprah Winfrey is auctioning off more than 250 designer pieces from her closet. That's a big closet. Oh, I'm sure she has, like, rooms that are closets, right?
It's a whole mansion that's a closet.
Proceeds will benefit the Oprah Winfrey Leadership Academy for Girls, and you'll find goodies from Chanel, Prada, Valentino, all the fancy ones and more. They were all at one time or another worn by Oprah herself. The auction goes live on March 1st on eBay, and new items will be added daily through March 4th. Just a reminder, starting February 29th, 2016, product identifiers will be required on all new and good till canceled listings of new and manufacturer refurbished items in a number of additional categories. Remember, if you have GTC listings in these categories, your listings will not automatically renew unless you update them before February 29th. If you want more information, visit the eBay announcement board. And last, take a deep breath and calm down, women. It's not as bad as you think.
What?
A new study, they're talking about it online, published in Science Advances, suggests that female sellers on eBay are paid less than their male counterparts. First of all, it was a very slight difference, and one of the study's authors says, quote, "We actually think that most of it is unconscious." He's Tamar Kricheli-Katz, a professor of law and sociology at Tel Aviv University, one of the study's authors. He says the fact is that most of us have biases. We hold them unconsciously, and it makes it difficult to change. We'll be giving you the statistics later. It was a tiny little statistic. A positive note for women in this study is that women did generally have better seller reputations, even with less seller experience, and that for some items such as toys or pet products, they would receive higher prices than men. We'll have some tips for breaking through the glass listing later on eBay Radio. Please know eBay is not doing something that might make a female seller earn less. We'll discuss this later on the show along with some tips. And that's eBay Radio News for February 23rd, 2016, brought to you by Bulk, the new way to source liquidation goods. I'm Lee Mirabal, now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment, this glorious segment, is brought to you by a wonderful sponsor, WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
So, Griff, it caused a lot of women to get a little upset online over the weekend, okay? Because, first of all, one of the stories chose the title, eBay pays women less than men. You know, I mean, it was just awful. It was so, people just misunderstood it. Even people who were sharing it misunderstood it.
Are you saying that the headline was provocatively spectacular?
Yes. What? Yeah, what a concept, right? But please know that this psychological thing that people are talking about, in some cases it is true. I mean, you know, we all have biases that we don't even realize. I had already become a feminist, and I needed an attorney. And this was back in the 1980s when I owned the radio station. I needed a really good attorney because somebody who was using the, like, biggest and best attorney firm in San Diego was after me, okay? So everybody says, oh, you got to go to such and such an attorney firm. They're the best. You need to use them. And so I picked them, and they sent the attorney, and it was a woman. And I remember my heart stopped.
Right, really? Why?
Yeah, because I had some bias that to be a pit bull attorney, you needed to be a male. Okay, even after I had become a feminist, I obviously had this bias. I had to stop myself and say, whoa, wait a minute. Let's give this woman a chance. Well, she won the case for us, Griff, and she was indeed a pit bull. And, of course, now we know better. But still, some of us have biases that we don't even know we have. So let's say somebody came up to an came along to an eBay listing, okay? Let's say it was for anything, a candle, all right? Supposedly, according to this research, if it's a male seller, they get more money than if it's a female seller.
Yeah.
One tip I want to give to women, ask yourself, are you undervaluing your stuff on eBay? That's all. That's all you could do on eBay. You know, are you, because women tend to undervalue themselves.
I ask again, though, how does a buyer know if the seller's a man or a woman?
Uh-huh. They said there are ways, in 50% of the cases, they figured out it was a woman.
Yeah. You mean the buyers figured that out?
Yes.
So unless the seller is actively stating their gender, either with a by the nature of their user ID, which could be wrong, or actually making a claim that I am a grandma, I'm a mother, I'm a woman.
I'm going to continue to be a woman on eBay because I've decided, I have made up the decision, I'm going to be a woman on eBay. I'm going to be myself.
But there are lots of sellers. There are a lot of sellers.
Yes, and there are ways to go about it. You could make your listings gender neutral, Griff.
Right, but
Go ahead.
It's making the assumption that if someone's listings are all frilly or something.
Yes.
Is that somehow they must be a woman, or if they're really butch, they must be a man? Come on, I think.
You know, my voice marketing thing is pink and purple.
Pink and purple.
Mm-hmm. Which right away says woman, which I don't care about, by the way. I'm going to continue the way I'm going.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, you could certainly make your listing gender neutral by the colors you use, etc., if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And later we're going to talk about the insignificance of the whole thing because it was a very little small amount. And by the way, the good news is women were still getting more money if they put than men for toys and some other things. So it wasn't horrible, Griff. It was just a little tiny percentage more for men than women. And
yeah, but everyone's on a hair trigger these days.
I know. So who knows, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you need to understand what's going on here. And, A, it is not eBay doing anything at all. That's nothing to do with eBay. They happened to do the study with 600 and something eBay sellers, eBay listings. That's what they did. So, so please know it's not that big a deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Now, how do you feel about the InkFrog thing? I think it's kind of exciting.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
I honestly don't know that much about it, but it's a big deal.
Well, it was a big deal because Jordan came out and said, look, we know you sell on multiple channels.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We're going to help you. This is a good thing.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. It's a good
thing. It's a great thing. What am I? It's fantastic. It's marvelous, marvelous, darling, sweetie. It's just the best thing that's ever happened.
So we have a great show today.
You think?
Absolutely. We've got some interesting people on.
Like who?
And we're going to have Tim Chapman on with some photography things. So you and he should have fun with that. And we love Tim Chapman, of course.
We do.
Yes, we do. And let me see who else. Okay. In the next hour, so we're going to have Tim on next. And then in the next hour, Dr. David Gruter.
I was wondering if you'd get to
that. The founder and president of Integrity Culture Systems, and he's all about having integrity, but we're going to talk about entrepreneurship today with him. And
yes.
He's got some interesting, interesting ideas about it, so should be fun. Of course, we all are entrepreneurs. We're going to have that cat on, Cat Simpson.
That's been a while.
Known on eBay as top-rated seller, Cat's Closet. Well, you can't catch up with the woman. The woman's always moving.
She just doesn't stop.
And she's going to give us her overall impressions of the new seller standards. So we're going to talk to her about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, the Comic Store Whisperer is going to be on.
Tell me about that.
Okay. He's a friend of ours, Joel Elid.
Yes. He's got some news.
Brand new job.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us some tips about comics and looking for comics and things of that sort.
Yeah.
And then Sherry Gilson, known on eBay as top-rated seller of My Little General Store, is going to talk about distractions that could derail our relationships with buyers.
Yeesh, we don't want that.
No.
Well, that's a busy day.
Yep.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, Fast Photo Fixes, here on eBay Radio.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or Do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.